కృష్ణాత్తదీయ పద పంకజ పణ్యరాంతం అద్వైవ విశతు మే మానస రాజహంస ప్రాణ ప్రయాణ సమయ కఫవాత పిత్తౌ కంఠావరోధన విధౌ స్మరణం కృతస్తే కృష్ణాత్తదీయ పద పంకజ పంజనాంతం అద్వైవ విశతు మే మానరస్ రాజహంస ప్రాణ ప్రయాణ సమయ కఫవాత పిత్తౌ కంఠావరోధన విధౌ స్మరణం కృతస్తే. This verse, prayer, is taken from one book known as Mukundamala Stotra. This prayer was offered by one king whose name was Kulasekhar. He was a great king, at the same time a great devotee. There are many instances in the history of Vedic literature that the kings were very great devotees and they are called Rajarsis. Rajarsis means although they are on the royal throne, they are all saintly persons. So this Kulasekhar, King Kulasekhar, is praying to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, the swan of my mind may now be entrapped with the stem of your lotus feet, because at the point of death, the three elements of bodily functions, namely the mucus and the bile and the air, they will overlap and there will be a choking in the voice, so I shall not be able to utter your sweet holy name at the point of my death. The comparison is given in this way, that the white swan, whenever it finds a lotus flower, it goes there and sports by diving into the water and entangling him in the stem of the lotus flower. So, King Kulasekhar wants that in the healthy stage of his mind and body, he may be immediately entangled with the stem of the lotus feet of the Lord and die immediately. The idea is that one should take to Krishna consciousness while his mind and body is in good condition. Do not wait for the last stage of your life. Just go on practicing Krishna consciousness while your body and mind is healthy stage, and then at the time of death you shall be able to remember Krishna and his pastimes and be immediately transferred to the spiritual kingdom.